Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Paul Leaner. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Vallow steals second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is called out on strikes. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball four. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evers moves to second. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lehner moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lehner moves to third. Vallow moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lehner scores. Vallow moves to third. Moses moves to second. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallow scores. Moses scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Trout moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trout moves to third. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive towards third. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lehner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-1 in the game. Keller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fain strikes out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hitchcock scores. Suter moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kellner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Gray now pitching. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lehner strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. LaPont settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny LaPont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPont is 0-for-2 in the game. LaPont hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaPont moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-2 in the game. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner juggles the ball. That's an error on Kellner. LaPont moves to third. Pretty moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. LaPont scores. Pretty moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Evers moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Athletics. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers scores. Groth moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Athletics. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Hooper now pitching. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Ted Gray. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Johnny LaPont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPont is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaPont hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal White now pitching. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 3 in the game. Keller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keller moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fain. Keller scores. Evers moves to second. It's Athletics, 5, Tigers, 5. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. Groth moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Tigers. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 3 in the game. Ginsburg strikes out. Two outs. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.